This is Bill Teeple, Donna Colby, and Alan Cobb, and this is Icon Art Radio. Well, I've been asked to talk a little bit about this thing that I talk about every now and then, and that seems to be growing a little bit hotter and gaining more momentum, and that I'm describing more, which has been referred to as the Garden Studio, or I called it that when I brought this concept to town 10 years ago. It was a seed inside myself. And it's not anything or anything that I am trying to actually build. It's an idea. And I kind of see it as a target in my head that is very clear in my head as a target. But it's nothing at all in terms of it has to manifest a certain way. And that target is a kind of next step beyond where I am now. And if you don't have a target that's the next step beyond where you are now, then you don't go anywhere. You stay where you are. So this is the thing that has driven me forward. And you, as an artist, this is what artists do, I think. This is why artists are never quite satisfied with what they have in hand, and they're always thinking the next thing they do is going to be even better. And the thing is, because they have that attitude and because they have a target that they're going for, their work does evolve and grow and get better. So since my art in the last decade has been the canvas of the world around me, I'm advancing that towards a target known as the Garden Studio. I came here a decade. I think our very first show. Do you know? I think the very first show we did. How many shows ago was that? 70 shows ago.
That's 77.
I talked a little bit about this.
You did, yeah.
So we're going to give it another wave here. Every year or two, we should give some energy to this. Although I'm beginning to have this. I'm warming this thing up, so I'm wondering what it means and where it's going to go. But when I came here a decade ago to Fairfield, I went through a personal transformation. I had been doing a lot of things to improve myself and that I thought were the best thing for a global, for good for the globe, good for the world. And I worked with a lot of different projects with a lot of different people for very great and global things. But I always felt like I was sort of using my manifesting powers and my organizing powers for something other than just maybe what I really wanted to do. And so I thought at that point that for once I was going to maybe let go of all these shoulds and ought tos that were driving my activity and for once just be myself, sit where I am or stand where I am, and see what it is that I really wanted to do. And try to figure out what it was to be myself. And that translated into wanting to make to make art again. I was always making art, but I sort of wanted to get back into the art world and make some connection there and sort of just be an artist for a while, because I had for some time thought that being an artist was just not important enough, wasn't big enough. I need to be doing things that were transforming the look of the world and organic gardening and transformation of consciousness and beating the drum for a better world and through different ways. And I was putting off the idea that I could just have a studio and make art from my heart, and that would be good enough. But I came here with the idea that I was going to do that because I wanted to, for better or for worse. For once, I was going to be myself and see what happened. And I had this idea in my head of the garden studio. I pictured this place where I could be myself, and just whatever came out would come out, and that would be what I had to offer the world. And it was this pursuit of my own truth and what was beautiful to me and what I loved. Of course, there's these desires that we have, and then there's the actual reality of moving in the world and all of the boundaries of the world encroaching upon you, and you have to like work with these boundaries. And so when I came here, I got a something magical started to happen because I had made that choice. I learned that this wanting to be myself and act from that place of being myself and just not care what anybody else thought, I was going to just be and say what I felt, was a key and a secret to finding one's dharma. Because suddenly I felt like I was taken from trying to perform other people's better dharma to being in my dharma. And so I felt like I wasn't doing anything at all, but everything that I was doing was starting to have this sort of magical effect on people, because I was singing, finally singing my note, and so suddenly there was a harmonious, I was part of a harmonious chorus, and it was because I was singing my note finally. So I got all this support. People were giving me studios. People were giving, Lynn Marshall gave me all her students to teach art to. I wound up being a curator because there were rooms available, and all of my artist friends wanted to give me work to show their work. And suddenly I was without deciding, I had become I was being an artist from my heart standing on my own two feet doing that. But at the same time, I was becoming more and expanded, and more was given to me to play with and to do this thing in the context of, including teaching what art was and being the custodian of this ritual place where art heals the community. And I was beginning to get a much more expanded picture of the whole thing. So that leads us up to today, where we have created in Fairfield a significant arts facility where I'm able to do this thing more fully than ever before. On the other hand, there's still somewhat of a desire to take it a little bit further. So I don't know what this means and what'll come of it, but this idea of the garden studio is still strong in my awareness, and it's kind of an ideal heaven-like place. But if we aspire to bringing heaven on earth, then there's no reason why I can't have this place.
Well, what I want to say about the garden studio is that for all these years that I've known you, Bill, whenever you bring the garden studio into a conversation, whether it's here in the gallery, whether it's in Cafe Paradiso or anywhere, you light up. your whole energy changes. So whatever this vision is, even if it's not defined specifically yet, I think it's inevitable that something is going to be born out of that, because it's obviously some very strong force of vitality within you whenever you turn your attention in that direction. So I think it's a healthy thing.
Well, I think that if it wasn't there in the first place, none of this would have come about. Mm-hmm. But I see this as a stepping stone. And I felt like it seemed like nature wanted me to organize with people, and sort of organize the town around art and the meaning of art and what art was, and having the experience of visual art and what that is and what that offers the community. So we've come this far, and this has been all part of the Garden Studio's manifestation. But what lights me up is this sort of a vision of a place that is yet to come. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, one way or another, is going to come about. And it's different. It's not so much of organizing people to teach them about art or to bring them into participating with me in a facility where art can be celebrated, more in the format that we think of art, the sort of art gallery kind of context. But now I see a place where I would just be there. And it would truly be a garden studio. It would be my studio. And I envision it having, garden studio describes it in the sense that there's inner and outer. There's outer, the nature values, and there's interior values, like a place, an interior place where I might work, and maybe some porches and decks in gardens where I might work. And I would make, I would still do some of the things I'm doing now. I think I would probably still be curating. I might even still have some involvement with ICON, if ICON still exists, as a curator. But the I feel that I would have, I could probably say, give a more deeper understanding of what I have to say about the nature of art and my art, and as a teacher in the context of this new setting. Because it wouldn't be so much of me translating what I feel and know into levels of understanding that different levels of awareness in the community can understand. Because what I'm doing now as a teacher is pretty much translating. I would be more of a matter of my being myself, as I've been trying to achieve all along in this, as I've said, but just being there and doing what I do. And people would have to actually figure that out a little bit. It'd be like for those who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and eyes to see, who have been drawn into this thing due to the seductive nature of it and through the activities that I've been doing, now would be a place where they would maybe have to try a little harder to get what my deepest message might be.
Or, because what I've been thinking, hearing, as you've been talking, is that one sentence that you said about you were going, it was about singing your note, and then you blend with all the other notes. And in my conversations with people, lots of people, not just in Fairfield, but people I know elsewhere now too who are in the arts, there are, seem to be a lot of people who are going in that same direction now, not also like you, not knowing exactly what the parameters are going to be or what the means of bringing it about are going to be, but feeling that it's a bigger thing than we had previously thought, just to radiate who we are and what our role is as kind of an instrument of nature, to part of the whole, you know, our little bit as a part of the whole. So there's like more of a connectedness, even though
well,
your
no,
garden
no, no,
studio,
this is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this thing that I'm drawn towards, that we're calling the garden studio, is just a place where I can make more manifest what I want to give and what I love and what I feel. And it's what the way I perceive it is, it's a, and I'm talking pretty abstract now. Maybe over time I'll get more specific, but it's like leaving off some of the veils that are in the way in the art structure of today. Mm-hmm. There are things that get in the way. One of the things I talk about is that when the artist moves his activity from the studio into the gallery or into the museum, there is some loss. There is not a smooth segue from one to the other. There's some loss, so that if the compound, you don't have to leave your studio, if there's a compound that contained, that almost people could approach and get it all, there's something more valuable in that somehow. So I keep envisioning my own compound where I can just let it hang out, just be what I am, create what I have to create, and maybe take the work of other people and curate it there in this compound, do what I'm doing, but in a more fluid way and a less chopped up way.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so but in context of what you just said, what I'm envisioning is a cell that is my cell and where I can be the most complete and most whole, and my work has the greatest opportunity to have its most powerful effect. Mm-hmm. And so I'm envisioning a compound that is just full of my note. But I also envision several cells, and each one having an artist or a person that's being the most they can be in their cell. And that's why this has led in my thinking to kind of like a village of artists with each having their own little compound. Mm. And that people could actually, like tourists, art or pilgrims that want to get the most that they can get of a creative individual's gift, actually going around the country to these different villages where this sort of thing is happening.
That's beautiful. And it's doing something where you're taking these two opposites, which aren't really opposites, of an individual personality and the wholeness of all of the people that exist in that village or in that world, and creating a more permeable relationship between them. And when somebody permeable relationship between them, but also a more concentrated form of the individual expression,
which is the whole idea.
When you go to, when I went on that trip around the world and visited sacred places from every tradition, after a while, it didn't matter one bit what tradition it was. The flavor of each temple and each church and each cathedral and each little tiny shrine or whatever was filled with a potency of that particular flavor of the divine. And you completely entered that, filled up on that and those images and those colors and those smells and those rituals. And yet, after a while, they all merged together and you just saw how beautiful the whole collection of this was. At the same time, how wonderful it was that there were all these individual expressions. So I see it as same kind of...
What I'm doing is pointing the direction. When I talked about icons' role being a role of delivering aesthetic experience, the aesthetic experience, and trying to define the role of creative art in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So when I start to do what we've set as the mission statement of ICON, then my mind starts to move in this garden studio direction, because we're talking about a different way of looking at the public interacting with artists, mm-hmm. and artists having a different attitude about or different view of how they can interact with the public and give their gift. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at a way where the maximum can happen. I would say that it's going to take something that's always been important to flourishing of the arts and culture in the past, a dynamic relationship between artist and patron. It'll take patronage to make this happen. Because if we start talking about some of the nuts and bolts of this, it starts to be very idealistic, and people say, a fool's dream, you know, this will never happen, you know. Because what I'm talking about is maybe not art being so much of a commodity that's bought and sold, and that every museum in the world has one. There's something democratic about that. There's something nice about that. No matter where you are in the world, you can go down to the local art museum and you can see a Diebenkorn, or you can see a Rothko, or maybe not a Rothko at every museum, but you can see, it is true that those are spread all over. And Rothko was one person who really would have wanted to keep his work together for the effect that the total body of work had on the viewer. And in those few places that we know about where those, there are a collection, such as the room at the Tate, where you can sit in the middle of the Rothkos, or the Rothko Chapel, or the Matisse Chapel. There's what you see the effect of this art when there's a whole sort of like environment structured in this art. And this is a glimpse of what I'm talking about with the garden studio. I would like my body of work that I'm creating to stay intact, at least the significant pieces of it, so that the totality of that body, which represents states of awareness that I was in and cognitions that I had, to be able to mold the attention of the viewer by coming in, coming there. And I would like to have my own, the way I've envisioned these compounds, and not just for me, this is the way I envision these compounds for artists that would be willing to become a part of this calling, because if you're just interested in making money and becoming famous, this is not a calling for you. I won't go into all the details of that, but part of this compound would be a studio. Inner and outer, the garden type situation, you're out in nature, responding to nature. Then there's an inner sort of studio. There would be a personal museum. There would probably be a place where you had your permanent, your artworks. And maybe you'd have almost like a permanent collection of your most significant points in your career that mean the most to you and have the most that you would want to give to someone else. But there'd also be a museum or a gallery space in there where you would curate. You would put up and down works of art of your own and works of art of people whose work you feel resonated with your work, or that where you were resonating with and wanted to have the people experience. So you'd be curating, you'd be teaching, there'd be a teaching element to this. There'd be, for those who feel that the relationship is just right for the transference of knowledge. And there would be, so it'd be working, teaching, and curating. The whole story that I've been learning about, what the art story is, would be there, and it would be a personal thing. And like you're bringing up, it will be an expression of strengthened unity. It isn't so much a matter of one artist either being higher than the next, but we're all expressions of the one intelligence, but there's individual waves of the expression of the one. And as we get established deeper and deeper in cognition of knowledge and established in a mature level of artistic expression, then each wave will rise up in a beautiful form. I mean, be really rich and full to give the full song of life, and then many, many of these waves.
I think it's great. I'd love to have art go in that direction.
And I had even envisioned that we could have national art parks. You know, whether you've got maybe even associated with a national park, you could have an art village of artists that are devoted this way, because it would take an artist that would have to see their work as a calling, as a shamanic role, as a healing role, and would be what makes it, you know, what makes it so hard to envision is that we're almost not to that level that we could sustain such a thing. But I think we're actually on the borderline of it. I think when this paradigm shift that we're feeling begins to come about, we may be able to have a sort of artists might be able to withdraw maybe from the realm of celebrity and fashion and see their role more as a kind of a mediator or a bridge between the human and the divine.
Well, and even before the fulfillment of that vision that you've just described, we can all take baby steps or larger steps.
Now, this is
in
really
that
quite
direction,
a grand vision,
you know,
yeah.
In our own homes and in our own studio. It's just kind of changing our relationship to art.
Listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.